Thanks, Kevin. It's 8:37. I've got Emily Boucher with us this morning, and Rhonda too, but I'm going to get to Rhonda in a second. Emily, I'm going to start with you. We're talking Techsploration this morning. First of all, welcome to the show, both of you. Nice to have you both here. Emily, I want to start with you. For those that don't know, and I know Techsploration has been going on for a long time, what is Techsploration for those that have no clue?
Absolutely. So we were actually established in 1998, so if you do the math, this is our 25th anniversary year. We were founded as a joint initiative with the Nova Scotia Community College and the Nova Scotia Apprenticeship Agency. And our whole aim is basically to deliver hands-on, mentor-led career exploration programming to young women and non-binary youth in grades 9 through 12, with the aim of encouraging career exploration in science, engineering, skilled trades, and technology. So getting women into fields where they're currently underrepresented, we're working on changing that.
The non-traditional, and I'm air-quoting here, that because it's a weird situation to talk about now, like, because, again, you have non-binary and others that that fit in the different gender spectrum, if
That's
you
right.
will. And I'm trying to be as politically correct as possible because it's there, right? Because this used to be girls in trades. Like, that was the idea.
That's right.
Right? And without being misogynistic, it is the non-traditional role.
That's right.
And changing.
Exactly. It's making our workforce more diverse. So, for example, you may know that skilled trades, for example, is an incredibly in-demand field. When we don't encourage individuals to go into that field, we lose a resource.
Huge.
So young women, non-binary youth in particular, are an untapped resource in these fields. And our goal is to really match them and connect them with inspiring female role models like Rhonda, who you'll meet in a second, to get them to see themselves in these fields going forward in the future. So it's sort of the mantra of if you can see it, you can be it.
Years ago, and I saw this on a TikTok the other day, years ago, we were all told you have to go to university and you have to get an office job and you'll make all the money and that will be the place for you to be. You need to be in an office and an office job. For those of us that are of a certain age, that's what we were told all the time. And now it was, don't go to the trade. Don't work with your hands. Don't go do something like that. Now, it's sort of a complete flip, correct?
Absolutely. And there's so many incredible opportunities in these fields. And it's really about showcasing these careers that, A, women may not see themselves in, but recognizing that these are in-demand careers, they're well-paying jobs, and they're great, rewarding career opportunities. And really, our tagline is the power in possibilities. It's recognizing that career opportunities are endless, and to try them out, to explore as much as possible. You'll save a lot of money in the future if you explore those opportunities now. So we have young women and non-binary youth trying out various careers, whether it's in skilled trades, science, technology, engineering, so that they can eventually see themselves in these roles. And the other side of it, too, is you may think that you want to be something. Mm-hmm. You come to our program and you're like, I'm dead set on being an engineer. You're like, oh, maybe I don't want to be an engineer. Maybe I want to be a carpenter. Or on the other flip side, maybe I do want to be an engineer. It's trying out these careers that you really didn't know what they entail. And it's demystifying career experiences.
Demystifying. I love that.
It's a great word, isn't it?
Now, when it comes to Techsploration, Rhonda, I'm going to get to you in a second. Rhonda's chomping at the bit. She wants to tell her story. when it comes to Techsploration, this a lot of times, and I know I was part of it. I was asked to be part of it here at the NSCC for years. And it was an eye-opener for me as a dad. Right. As a dad that had a younger girl, she's 22 now. Right. But at the time that I was part of this and I got a chance to host the luncheon and be there and see what was happening throughout the day, it was eye opening for me as a dad to go, this is awesome. And it's a lot of time. It's young girls that are in grade 9. Correct.
So our focus, primary focus for our program year is in grade 9.
Yeah.
And then when students go throughout our program in grade 9, after that, they're considered Techsploration alumni. And they come back, actually, to experience programming with us in grade 10, 11, and 12.
Okay.
But our core programming is in grade 9. But I will say that's one of the reasons our program has been so successful is that we have those students beginning with us in grade 9, continuing throughout their entire high school experience. And then we also have a very robust scholarship program. So our students that are in grade 12 that have gone through Texploration are eligible for Texploration scholarships once they reach
grade
12.
Show me the money!
That's right. Again, show me the money! It's removing barriers to get more women and gender diverse individuals into these fields where they're underrepresented.
I love that. Emily Boucher is here. I apologize.
That's okay.
Emily Boucher is here. We're talking Texploration. You've brought Rhonda with you. Rhonda wants to tell her story. She's chomping at the bit in front of the microphone, right? Like, I see that in her face. She's like, I want to talk. Rhonda, tell me your story. How did you become part of Texploration? And what's your trade, if you will?
Okay, so my name is Rhonda Frigout, and I am a Red Seal plumber. So 10 years ago, I started teaching at NSCC, and I was introduced to Texploration, and it's kind of like that Hotel California song, once you get in, you never leave.
Oh, fair.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I remember a few years ago, I came to an event here, and you never really know if you get... if the students are really taking away a lot from what you're actually saying.
Yeah.
So about, 6 months later, I have this young woman that comes running into my shop and she's like, I want to be a plumber. I met you at CEREC. I met you there.
Really?
And I want to be a plumber. And she was this very quiet, shy young woman. And she signed up for my program and now she is a third year apprentice and she's working in the city and she is doing amazing things and I'm so proud of her.
It's got to feel great when you have that recourse of somebody coming back to you personally.
100%. I mean, I've been doing this trade for 24 years now. And when I started, I was the only female on any construction site anywheres. And now it's just it's so heartwarming when you see all these different women now show up on these job sites and they're really doing great things. They're providing for their families, they're changing their community, they're just in total inspiration.
So Emily said earlier that Texploration is 25 years this year. You just said you're 24 years as a plumber that you've gone through the college system.
Yes.
That wasn't necessarily Texploration.
It's
hard for me to say at this point. Not a necessary Texploration. We're talking gender, so I'm going to say it because I don't want somebody to be like, well, Scott, you're talking... as a female, what can you see the difference between then and now?
I just see, like Emily has said before, that if others can't see you being, what am I trying to say?
If you can't see it, you can't be it.
Exactly. Exactly. 100%. Right. So I find that with Texploration, these young girls are coming in and they're seeing us have very successful careers in whether trades, technology, science, engineering, and now they're starting to think, hey, I can do this too. When I travel the province and I go to the small remote communities, a lot of times they still think that, hey, I'm supposed to be either a nurse or a teacher.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, those careers are fantastic, but they're not for everyone.
No.
So now when they have the opportunity to meet role models and now they start thinking, hey, maybe I can actually do that. You know, can I be a plumber? You know, maybe I can be an engineer. Maybe I can be an astronaut. We met a female astronaut at an event a few years ago. I mean, if I would have met her in grade 9, who knows? Maybe I would have been an astronaut, but she was amazing.
Plumbing in space.
Yeah, maybe.
Right?
Who knows?
Right. So Texploration is happening today at the NSCC Strait Area campus. They've got a whole day's worth of activities being planned. I know I was getting gas last night. At the end of the day, I was at an event and then getting gas, and there was a group of girls out at like 9:45 last night, and I was like, what is happening? There is an abundance of young females in the area this morning and today. So be careful as you're driving today because they might be walking and around the NSCC Strait Area campus as part of Texploration today. Final words. First of all, thank you both for coming in and Rhonda for sharing your story. Emily for talking about the program. Final words, either one. Or both.
Thank you, Scottie. And I just want to give a big shout out to Port Hawkesbury, our first ever Texplorer event 25 years ago, was held in Port Hawkesbury, and we haven't been able to be back in person since the pandemic. Mm. So this is our first year back since 2019, and we're always thrilled to be back at the Strait Area campus and working with the Port Hawkesbury community. And a big shout out to all of our partners who help make this program possible.
Shout out, Rhonda, last word. None. And you know what? That's fair. It's all said that's needed to be said. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Scottio.